that never. I don't give never. I live forever. I'm the one that's gone. I'm still real. I won't kneel. Blessings God, my team know how I feel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Go Watch a Movie, episode 38. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Thank you for joining us today. You know, Stan Lee says a comic book is someone's first comic book, something along those lines. And that just got me to thinking, maybe I should explain the show for any new listeners. We are a conversation podcast, a movie entertainment conversation podcast, just like that little entertainment, that conversation you would have with your friends after the movie. We continue that each and every week about different movies, and we love your suggestions to do so, so that you can join in with your favorite movie or favorite nostalgia film or whatever, or even just join in on the conversations with the films we talk about. Today, we're going to get into Man-Thing, and you were never really here. Or is it, I was never really there. You were never really here. There we go. But first, we're going to get into a little entertainment news. So this really has my gears turning, because I thought it was all said and done. I thought it was over with. I thought we had clouds in the sky, or not clouds. Clouds were parting in the sky. Mm-hmm. And the sun was coming out and shining. But no, Comcast is trying to get the cash to swoop in and take the Fox deal.
Really?
Yes. I read a couple articles. I guess because they're still trying to figure out certain details of who's going to take a couple certain things. It's not, the ink's not dry yet. But the director of Disney did say, don't worry, we're going to do this. But I don't think Comcast can match Disney money. They are two of the biggest companies in the world, though. I would hate to see, I don't know if you feel the same way I do, but I would hate to see Disney not get this now.
Well, I just don't want to see things become entangled up so they can't use you know, certain material with
like
other
material.
So I don't want to see that anymore. I want that to be resolved. But
exactly. It makes no sense whatsoever for, just go away, Comcast. Go to hell. James Gunn hates us. He's created Guardians of the Galaxy, or brought them to the forefront, writes, directs those movies.
You say he hates us?
He hates us.
He hates
because
us?
He gave us the information, member of the about Groot being different. Uh-huh. That made me sad enough. But now he revealed what Groot's last words were in Infinity War. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
He looks over at Rocket. I am Groot, a.k.a. Dad. Because he sees Rocket as a father figure.
Uh-huh.
So he's just, that's his last words, like, oh my God, Dad. Where could you help me, basically?
Okay.
Like that, what's happening to me? Drives home more that freaking Rocket is just destined to be alone. I don't think that touched you the same way it touched
that's
me.
That's pretty cruel.
But I did see a little drawing someone made of Rocket, like, fighting to take Thor's new hammer away from him because it has one of Groot's arms. He's like, and he plants it. I thought that was pretty touching. But yeah, I just think that raccoon needs some justice and some love, you know? Let's see here. Sherlock Holmes 3 with Robert Downey Jr. Okay. And Jude Law.
I was going to ask if he's still going to be in there.
He has been confirmed 2020. They are making it. I'm excited. I don't know about you. I love those movies.
Yeah, I think they're really good.
Done very well. And adding to the things coming out that I think you will enjoy, Bill and Ted 3. Bill and Ted Face the Music has been greenlit. What do you think, sir?
With the original actors?
Yes.
Wow. That's all I can really say is wow.
Both have agreed to come back on and take those roles. Yeah.
That's crazy. I just watched the thing on them on YouTube the other day. I forgot there was a cartoon.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually owned by two different companies. One, the first one came out, and then another one came out and owned it. And it got even crazier when the second company came out, because they weren't just going through time. They were going through like space and dimensions and everything on the second one.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, there's an animated series.
I love Bill and Ted.
And I think there's a TV show, too. There was a TV show too, but it was different actors.
Oh, yep, live
action. Yep, live action. Yeah.
Shoot,
there's some weird stuff going on with that show.
I got some digging to do.
Yep.
Because I mean, it would work the same way Doctor Who works, only with goofballs. Mm-hmm. You know. So, yeah. Cool. I love them. So I would definitely. I knew there were comics, but I never knew there were shows.
Yep, two animated series.
That is awesome.
Live action.
That's the end of movie news and entertainment news. I wish it wasn't, because that means we have to get into the movie Marvel did not want you to see, Marvel/Lionsgate, to large companies, I'd say. So they partnered up to make this movie Man-Thing,
mm-hmm.
which is clearly a Swamp Thing ripoff.
Yes.
unsuccessful Swamp Thing ripoff. Indeed. This is the biggest pile of shit I've seen in a very long time.
You enjoyed parts of it.
It's great for a B-movie, but like, I can see why Marvel would distance themselves.
It's B-movie gold. That's all it is. It's like, not like they want you to forget this existed.
Yeah, because there's like foul language, sex.
There's
boobs in
there's
this.
Boat sex.
Like the first 5 minutes.
In the swamp.
So if you know the story of the Swamp Thing, you know the story of Man Thing, because they pretty much rip it off. Actually, they rip it off poorly, because it's not quite the same thing.
Yeah, this is not what the comic book is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think he was supposed to be a scientist that through like the mutagen in the swamp and some mystical powers created mm-hmm. Man Thing. But this is just some weird thing. I don't know what's going on. He
was
mad
because there was oil
everywhere. The black water. Now I'm starting to think about that cartoon black water.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You spilled oil. Oh, he got Thanos. So, so this new sheriff shows up. Oh, I can't skip over this. Rachel Taylor. You guys may know her as Trish. Trish the This, aka Trish Talk, aka Jessica Jones's annoying little friend.
Who becomes Hellcat.
Maybe she'll be better when that happens, but for now, she sucks. And she sucks in this scene. I don't know what it is about her. And maybe she's that good of an actress. Maybe she's like very personal.
I didn't know she was Australian this entire time.
I didn't either.
Until I just looked it up.
So I guess that's a testament to her.
She can act.
Yeah.
She can pull that off.
Yeah, being American and annoying. Mm-hmm. Who knows anything about that?
She bought it.
But yeah, she is a co-star in this. 2005, this came out. And like I said, I understand why Marvel tried to hide it. Your takes on this movie, right?
I don't think they tried. I think it's just they let it be hidden.
You ever see those posters where it lists like every Marvel movie? Mm-hmm.
They don't list it.
Spider-Man's up. This is not all.
I like how, because in the beginning of it, you see that whole Marvel thing where it goes through all the comic books and everything. I don't know if that's the first movie they ever used that in. What was the first movie they used that in? Do you know?
I want to say Blade.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
But
Blade was before that.
2005.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Yeah, I think because a lot of people forget Blade was before the Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And then,
You're right. Yeah, but I like that they use that because there's no escape.
You can't hide it. And even the old Lionsgate, like they're, because now they have like gears and crap mm-hmm. come down. And yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I'm sorry.
For B-movie purposes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, when I first saw it, I don't remember liking it that much.
Yes.
I mean, maybe my mind wasn't really into the whole enjoying B-movie thing at the time.
Yeah.
But now, watching it, you know, because I didn't remember hardly any of that,
mm-hmm.
even though I had seen it before. That's a long time ago. That's 13 years.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't remember any of that. But seeing it again was great. Because, I don't know, it's just bad. So bad that it's good. And I'm not saying run out and watch this. Please don't. but if you're forced to watch it or you accidentally see it or you're just curious, then you're not going to be disappointed if you like bad movies.
Yeah, I found myself laughing at things I probably shouldn't have been laughing at. Mm-hmm. So this thing, it's not a hero in this movie at all.
No.
Because it's a murdering swamp creature.
Yep, it kills everybody because it's supposed to. It should just be killing. Apparently, its power, like not in the movie, but in the comic book, man. If you see it and you feel fear, then you get burned by the man thing somehow, either chemically or spiritually. I don't know, but it's basically like Ghost Rider.
I was gonna say the penitent stairs.
Yeah, basically that's what it does, and it's got other powers, like it can sense human emotion and crap. But in this movie, it's just a bad guy that just beats you up.
basically. Yeah, and rips you apart.
Yep.
Yeah, and so they show a scene. So there's this oil rig, very tiny little oil rig, that was planted in the beginning of the movie, I guess. This is why its whole purpose. It's planted in the middle of the swamp, and it starts spilling oil out in the swamp all over the place. So this thing resurrects right in front of this oil rig, and then goes on a killing spree. Why? May I ask you, did it not just turn around and destroy the thing,
yep.
leaking the oil?
I guess what didn't the ending guy say, like, blood was spilled, so now it wants blood in return or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know where, but...
The little Indian guy tried to give his own life.
Yeah.
Native American. Little Native American person tried to give his life.
They should have hired the Indian guy from the Poltergeist movie, the second one. I would have done, because I didn't like this guy.
Yeah,
he just seemed like out there, like not with it or something. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He was like a crazy.
But I guess the bad acting. I guess maybe you should keep him, because then the acting would have been better. Then I would have liked it more.
Yeah, he would have been the only good actor in the movie. No offense, Trish. All offense. I don't know. I like I said, the deaths were cool, maybe. I don't know.
No, I didn't think any of them were. Man Thing basically sticks a stick or a tentacle stick up your butt and then through your head or mouth or eyes or whatever.
And he is not exaggerating.
Or he rips you. Yeah, I'm not. Or they rip you apart or something.
Several people were anally penetrated by Man Thing. Wow. That made more sense than it should.
Oh, Marvel.
But yes. Man Thing anally penetrated people, and so much so that it came out the mouth.
Just think of Man Thing had been in the Infinity War.
He might have been able to stop Thanos. Yeah,
Thanos wouldn't have stood a chance.
He was like, no, I don't want that. That's not my reality. It's never the time. Go Oh, man. But another thing that made me so mad about this, we had to sit through almost an hour before you actually see the full-on Man Thing. Like, every time I say that, it sounds sexual. The full-on Man Thing.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I wanted to see Man Thing earlier. Okay. Sorry. A schoolgirl giggling is on. But, yeah, I mean, it took so long to see Swamp Thing rip off. We'll call them that.
Okay.
For why do you think that is? Were they trying to build horror? Because it's not scary at all.
No, I don't know why. I don't know. It uses like a lot of the same stuff you see in other movies, all the way through it. So that's probably why they try to do it that way. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know. Would you want to see him right in the beginning? Because they're trying to make some mystery out of it, and then trying to build up to the big reveal of Man Thing, you know, like
I think they're so confused. Like at the end of Boogie Nights. It didn't have the same effect. He was no Marky Mark.
Yeah.
But like, that's right. I guess I was looking for a hero. Because they kind of play him off that way. He's protecting, the Native American. He's protecting the swamp.
Yeah, really, I don't even think the cop was really a hero. He was just like the vice thief they were using to tell the story, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's bumbling through all that swamp all the time. And for no reason, like, I don't know.
Nobody was really a hero.
Even the Indian guy who should have been.
Renee?
Yeah, no, the other Indian, Native American, Native American should have been more useful, but he wasn't. And then Renee, that guy was just, I don't even know why he was in the swamp.
He should not have been in there, exactly. He's wondering, there's a bald guy who lives in the swamp who I guess orchestrated selling all the Native American land, but he just wanders around in the swamp.
Like a black trench coat or like a black raincoat thing and...
And why are people so willing to step into the swamp? Get some galoshes, people. Mm-hmm. Come on.
They don't care down there, I guess.
This movie.
So many wonderful things in it, though. Yeah. Like the evil laugh scene when they're like talking and they just bust out into an evil laugh and it's so obvious.
The bad guy maniacal laugh that happens and now it's made fun of when it happens. Yes. But
There it was.
They did it.
In all its glory. And that great Southern Floridian accent.
Yes. I don't, yeah, I'm not sure what people were going for in their accents, but.
Trish didn't really, or not Trish, but that chick who played Trish in the other show didn't
Rachel
really have it.
Taylor.
She just sounded however.
Yeah. She, like when you pointed out that she was Australian, I could hear in some scenes. I was
hearing it.
Yeah.
I still couldn't really pick it out. I thought she was doing a pretty good job.
But they had the most awkward kissing scene ever.
Let's talk about their romance. How did you feel about it?
So this movie happens, it has to be the span of like 5 days. And suddenly
first he arrests her.
He arrests her and she hates his
guts. After she Spartan kicks him into a puddle of mud.
Yes. She hates his guts. He dislikes her. They have a cup of coffee. If that, she's there, they're together for 2 minutes. Then they see each other again. Granted, we've seen every step that this sheriff has taken. So we've seen all of their interactions.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, there's this awkward, almost fight scene kiss that I don't understand. And then for the rest of the movie, they love each other.
What?
Like, she's willing to sacrifice all to go into the swamp and save him and...
Yep. Every time there's danger, they got to kiss. They got to make up for a little bit. Or right after something dies, they got to kiss.
And then, like, in the dark water, he's like holding her. He's like, kissing her. It's like, what are you doing? There's a bad thing chasing you.
People are going to run out and watch this movie. I mean, we're saying it's horrible, but just from our description, they can't resist.
If you have bad movie nights, I definitely recommend this movie. But for no other reason, stay clear. Unless you're a Marvel file and you have to just add it to your collection, I understand. But
yeah, I don't own this one yet. I'm thinking about it now after rewatching that. Yeah,
let me know.
That's gotta go. That's gotta go in the collection. That's god awful.
And don't sit until after the credits.
There's no. It would be cool if they did have one.
It was like introducing Spider-Man or something. Seven McGuire swings in. But yeah, that's would you say go watch this?
No, I can't recommend it because I don't want people to come after me.
Yes.
But it is badly enjoyable.
Yeah. It's like I said, I laughed probably more than I should have in this horror thriller movie. But yeah. Don't check out. Use your own judgment for man thing. If you want some man thing,
in your
go
life.
Somewhere else. Okay, that will get us into trailers.
Goodness.
All right, so you want to go first, or?
Sure, I got a couple.
All right.
This one, okay, we just saw. Well, I just saw, but I had seen it before. The new Mission Impossible.
Oh, yes.
Trailer. I think what's called Fallout.
Yes.
The reason why I'm mentioning it, not because I think it looks good. I keep doing that. I don't know why. Not because I think it looks good. First of all, they do this whole thing where they're like, they're not going to show Ethan. Yeah. They're not going to show him. Like it's his back, it's his arm. You're not going to show him. And then all of a sudden, they pan into his face.
Like,
and
we don't know it's him.
Like, we don't know it's Tom Cruise. Yeah. We know who it is. Just no surprise.
He's like first. Giving that roll up.
And then throughout the entire trailer, which I assume is pretty much representative of the entire movie, he falls a lot.
Yes.
He tries to jump over a building, he falls. He climbs a rope, he falls.
Like Simon Pegg's like, you know Ethan, and then all of a sudden that's when the fall montage happens.
Yeah, he falls a lot. And I'm just thinking, the good thing it's called Fallout, because that's all he does in the entire movie is fall and screw up. So or get hit by a car and jump over the hood with his motorcycle.
So that's probably a no to a Mission Impossible thing.
Not excited about this one, but what the hell? I'll watch him fall.
Okay.
And my next one is a horror movie. Uh-huh. It's a Mermaid in the Lake of the Dead.
Ooh, never heard of this
one. This one, it doesn't look great, but it looks okay. It looks like it might be kind of scary, kind of creepy. And this is, I mean, mermaids are kind of popular right now for some reason. I don't know what's going on. It's like Mermaid Month. I don't know. Yeah, it's just mermaids are everywhere.
Yeah.
But this particular mermaid, you don't see in the trailer, and I watched a couple times looking, you don't see like a tail. there's no mermaid tail, like a traditional mermaid looking mermaid.
Gotcha.
It's just like a creepy old woman, or just gnarly woman, not necessarily old, with some claws and some fangs and just an angry disposition. So I'm just like, I don't know if it's really a mermaid. Like, it's a different looking mermaid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in a lake. I don't know if. Are mermaids in lakes, or are they more ocean dwellers?
Maybe they were trapped in there, but yeah, because they used to be like not so glamorized. They were seen as like horrific things that drug people to the bottom, you know.
But the thing about this one I like is just it seems to be it even kind of looks like the girl from The Ring that's grown up and just hanging out in the lake or something.
So her hair's like
there's a scene where her hair is kind of messed up. Gotcha. She's got bad hair or whatever you want to call it. From the lake, but it looks different. So for a mermaid film, you don't really see a traditional mermaid, at least in the trailer. Maybe there is one in the movie. It looks interesting to me. So check that one out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to check that trailer out, cause I've never heard of that one. Mine is one that I've been thinking you're going to say for quite some time now, Upgrade. Have you seen this trailer?
I do have that on my list of trailers but I haven't used it yet.
every time you're about to go, I'm like, he's going to say it.
Nope.
But this film looks amazing. Like, well, fun anyway. I can't say amazing, but like a guy gets an AI put in inside of him and it upgrades him.
Like, yeah, I like how it takes over his body.
Yeah, he becomes like this badass fighter with gun arms and everything else. Words cannot explain how good this trailer is, so just check that one out. Upgrade. And I think that'll bring us to the sequel to I'm Still Here. You're Not Really Here, starring Joaquin Phoenix. This one came out earlier this year. What do you think about this one?
Wow. They took some risk in this. I think they took some risks. Mm-hmm. They don't really. I saw the trailer. They said it's like a cross between Taxi Driver and Drive.
Okay.
And I don't agree with that at all. I didn't see either.
Taxi Drive a bit.
I didn't see either of the films in there. I didn't think this guy is suffering from
PTSD.
PTSD, yeah. Like hardcore. And besides that, he's got some childhood issues apparently. Yeah. And because he chokes himself with plastic bags
constantly.
And which is just, huh?
Yeah.
So that in combination with the PTSD is just like almost overwhelming. And they don't glamorize any of it. And most movies like that, they kind of glamorize the anti-hero. They make it look like whatever he is or whatever he's doing is cool. This, they just give it to you raw. And it's like this just angry, this guy's messed up. You don't leave wanting to be like him.
No.
I don't want to choke myself with a bag right now and go say, I might want to go save a little girl, but yeah. I don't want to choke myself with a bag in the process of doing it. But so it's just, I don't know. I had a hard time watching this one.
Yeah. So the idea of this film, I don't know what to call him, but the lead character, Joaquin Phoenix's character, apparently is some kind of BA.
Special ops dude from back in the day.
Yeah. And
who doesn't look like it?
No. But he saves girls who have been kidnapped and are being used in sex trafficking. Or at least that's the idea I got from it.
Yeah. And there was a flashback scene that they didn't really elaborate on.
They didn't elaborate on any of it.
I don't know if we're jumping ahead, but there's a bunch of Asian women in a van or something.
His team found a bunch of them. I don't know if they
found or if they were involved with it, or because I felt like he kept guilt. Saying,
"What the fuck are we doing?"
Yeah, because I felt like there was guilt involved with that. So I don't know why, if he was doing that for the money, just to take care of his mom, who was kind of off and crazy.
Yeah,
losing it too.
There's a lot of layers to this movie, and I wish they would have went back a little bit more with his history.
Yeah, none of it was positive layers. None. Like there's nothing. Well, him taking care of his mom, I guess that was
positive. And saving the girls.
But he didn't do it. But he didn't really do it for, he did it for the money, though.
Yeah.
Because when he went into that first apartment house, the brothel thing, he left some girls there.
Yeah, he did.
He just took the one girl.
That he needed. Yeah, he wasn't like, I guess that's right. That's true. But I did want to touch on this a little bit, the sex trafficking thing. It's a very real thing, and it still happens quite a bit these days.
This is shocking to hear.
Yeah, there's a foundation called the Wayne Foundation, and it's part founded by none other than Kevin Smith. But yeah, he had the founder of it on his show, and it shocked me that kind of thing is still going on so heavy and down in Florida. Like, it happens in Florida a lot, apparently. But yeah, Wayne the Foundation, check it out. Just hop on any of his sites or just put in Wayne Foundation and you can find that. But yeah, so the senator, the dad of the daughter, was crooked as well, I gathered.
I guess they swapped.
He pieced it all together.
A dude mentioned they swapped.
Yeah,
and another guy wanted that dude's daughter because it was his favorite or something.
In that creepy as hell scene.
Yeah.
So the guy, so we're going into spoil territory here.
You don't ever go watch this movie. Just let us explain it to you so you don't have to.
So the guys break, they figure out who he's working for, who this guy is after he saves the girl he's supposed to save. And they start systematically killing everyone that he's involved with until they get to his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He comes home, finds his mother dead, kills one of the guys instantly, but the other guy he wounds with a gut shot, and becomes one of the weirdest scenes I've ever seen in my life.
That was awkward. It was strange.
So the guy's dying there, and he gives him some kind of drugs. I don't know if it's Vicodin or something, but they start having a conversation about who killed his mom, and it suddenly turns into them singing together.
Yeah, the radio's playing in the background, and
the guy is dying. As the guy dies.
I think the dying guy reached out and grabbed his hand because he knew he was dying.
He did. He just wanted some kind of closure. Yeah. But you would think that we've seen this guy beat seven people with a ball peen hammer throughout the movie.
And they give it to you right in the very beginning how bad this guy is.
Yeah.
He's leaving a building, and a guy comes up behind him and knocks him over the head.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even faze him. He just beats the crap out of the guy. He just looks at him for a little while and then walks away. Like, then he just looks at him like, that was pathetic,
dude. I've never seen someone get beat. This is where they throw him. But the guy I was talking about, literally, like black flapjack, whatever that thing's called, in the back of his head. He's like, what? And punch, punch, punch. And then as he walks away, the guy starts vomiting profusely. Oh, man. Yeah. So, Joaquin Phoenix. How do you feel about Joaquin?
He's an interesting character, and I think he's a decent actor. He's been, not all of his films are wonderful. I've seen a few that I didn't care for, but
Swing Away, Meryl.
Yeah. I actually like that one. I like Science. But yeah, Inherent Vice is the one I didn't really get, but
okay.
There's other ones. But yeah, I don't know. He's a good actor, but he picks these roles where he's got to go someplace where maybe most people don't want
to
go.
He loves to test himself, and I will give him,
which isn't a bad thing.
No, I will give him one of the greatest actors in the world titles because of I'm Still Here. Like, people were baffled. I'm still sort of baffled on whether or not that was a mockumentary or a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
We see this dude go through a freaking psychological breakdown and he's playing himself, I guess, to an extent. I don't know. But after that, yeah. But this is going to feed those Joker rumors, because a lot of people say he's been asked to play the Joker. I'd say give it to
him. I could see him going there. He definitely goes to dark places.
Yeah. But do you remember the rap in I'm Still Here that he did for P. Diddy, and P. Diddy just looked at him? Mm. I'm going to try and find that and put it as the opener. Anyway, so the ball, all of the things he did throughout the movie were seemingly parts of his past. The asphyxiation with the plastic bags, something he did when his parents fought, I guess, from what I gathered. The ball peen hammer, apparently his dad used one on his mom.
Mm. His dad walked around with one. I don't know if he used it on his mom. I don't remember that scene, but it's possible.
So, ball peen hammer, let's get to this real quick.
Made in the USA.
It's made in the USA. Do you think he was skilled or lucky that they were all slouchy security guards?
I don't think they expected anybody to walk in and have the code. So there was a slight skill. Yeah. He was skillful.
Okay.
I mean, look how he took out the cop after he rescued the girl.
And he got shot in the face.
In the face and pulled the bullet. Is that a tooth or a bullet that he pulled out of his mouth?
He went 50 Cent and
Spit it out.
Apparently, I think he pulled out a tooth, but the bullet was lodged in it. Oh. Yeah, so.
So, yeah, he's got skill. If he can get shot in the face and then pull the bullet out later, he's good.
But like, if those guards were alert, they were all armed.
Yeah, they'd have been armed and then, like, standing there walking back and forth in front of the door. He wouldn't have said a chance. Instead of reading a book.
He walks in and brutally beats them all with a ball peen hammer. Mm-hmm. But the girl he saves, the senator's daughter, or the mayor's daughter, whatever, the politician's daughter.
Senator.
She, I want to say, was great at what she had to play, the victim, because
she wasn't always the victim at the end.
True. That's true. But like they say, even when they feel safe, they go back into that mind state, you know, mm-hmm.
I saw that in the car.
So that was played, I think, perfectly. I'm not sure about the counting thing though, because it started.
I was trying to figure that out. Was that was she blindfolded and that's how long it took for her to get to her next destination, or
because they played how long it the guys in the beginning took, of the movie, or remember? They played the counting while he was suffocating himself. Somebody was counting.
I didn't get why the counting was there. I was trying to figure it out, but I just never.
There's a lot to this movie that left me a little baffled. The ending.
Did that baffle you?
Perhaps.
Were you surprised that she did what she did to the guy who had her at the end?
No. I mean, no. Yes, I was. Because I thought she was so mind warped, that so subservient that she.
And she was, I think Joe kind of helped her out of that.
Because
he kind of snapped her out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he turned her down as well. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that helped her. But I don't know. But I was curious because at first I thought she was just eating some regular food at the table after she slit the guy's throat. And then I started thinking, was that something? It could have been something else. Because she was like eating.
His penis?
I don't think it was his penis.
Okay.
I
didn't know where you were going.
I just saw. Wasn't she cutting up some meat?
Sorry, his man thing?
There was no man thing in this movie. Well, there was a man thing in the movie, briefly.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. I thought she was eating some meat or something. It looked like, because she was playing on the plate and I couldn't really see what she had. There's some carrots.
Yeah, because her hands were bloody from cutting
his throat. Then she cut something up and then ate it with a fork and then. I thought it was like a piece of him or something. She was messed up. She had some issues.
Those two should not go off together.
Nope.
Because neither one of them are good.
All right, let's talk about the ending.
That scene, I wish it would have ended with him blowing his brains out.
But people didn't react, though.
That's true.
I actually liked how it ended with him taking her slurp out of the thing. I'm like, they're going to end the movie, aren't they? And they did.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was like the perfect, because he's messed up in the head.
In a way, it kind of works out because he pulled her out of that life, and then she's going to pull him out of his, his problems. Because it's a good day. She says it's a beautiful. What did she say? It's a good day or a beautiful day?
It's a beautiful out there. You know what it is.
After it blew my brains out? You're right.
So there's a scene in which, and I don't know if you're going to want to watch this movie. I'm so confused. But
don't watch it.
Spoilers. There's a scene in which where he takes her to a diner and he's like, where do you want to go? And she's like, I don't know. And she gets up and leaves. And then all of a sudden, he just pulls out a gun and blows his brains out. And everyone in the diner just goes on about their business and even gives him the check as the blood leaks throughout the table. But he was hallucinating, which he does quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that this was a horrible film.
It was bold.
It was bold.
They took some risks. I mean, I'm not saying it was horrible because I appreciate the artistic directions they went with it.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it was slightly clever. I mean, they tried to make something new and raw. And like I said, they didn't glorify any of the negative stuff in it, which I liked, but they made it so disgusting that you saw it. Like, not just the child sex thing, but the all of it. So, but at the same time, this is not a movie for everybody.
No.
You can't take Schmo, Joe Schmo. You can't take that lady we had at the theater last time. Stupid. Can't take her in there.
Is this going to be a nasty one?
Yep, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an art house film. But like I said, it proved one thing for me. He can be menacing, which I would love to see him in some more dialogue-driven menacing roles. Does that make sense? Because mm-hmm. He has this... And he's not really an imposing guy, but there are certain shots where he can make himself more imposing. You know?
His eyes are.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
He's got that stare.
And then the beard, and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm not going to say... I think it's a maybe. Go watch this movie.
I say nay.
Cause,
nah.
Yeah.
Don't do it to yourself.
I can. This has been.
Because you can't get it back. I mean, that's true. Once you do it, you can't get it back.
But definitely touches on some real stuff. The PTSD is real. Child abuse, in both ways, from him and her and the girls. So, I mean, if you can look at it that way, maybe.
It does spark a conversation.
I mean,
it's not, you think it's made up for a movie, but it kind of isn't.
I mean,
that stuff is real.
Yeah,
and this is supposed to be the US of A,
mm-hmm.
and it shouldn't be real.
That stuff happens in Russia, not on our turf. It's like
those third world countries where there's no law and there's no justice, but nope.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, I guess it does open your eyes to... That
I like I said, I was like a prequel for his backstory. Mm. I want to see, like, what, like, I mean, we got a glimpse of it's just so creepy. I'm thinking of these parts now, like the whole towel over the head thing that was him mimicking his dad, I guess,
mm-hmm.
Who did it right after. Well, yeah.
You know, the guy who was in that bathhouse thing with him was like, after he was leaving, he was like looking at him before he left.
He's like, you're fucking nuts.
he's like, yeesh.
Go.
And there's a couple scenes. Then you notice, like, at the very beginning of the movie when he's in the airport, there's a girl who was like staring at the water fountain. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like she was by herself, like this lost soul of a girl.
Yeah.
And then at the train station, same thing. There's a girl who had like a black eye who was standing behind a pole, was like looking at him.
Yeah, maybe that was a... You're right. Right.
There's a lot of deep stuff going on in this that we just probably aren't getting from the first watch. But from the initial watch, it's just not something I could recommend. But I'm sure there's more to this than...
I'll tell you one thing. We didn't talk about his other attempt at suicide. Because I'm pretty sure that's what he was going for. He had rocks in his jacket pocket.
Mm-hmm, yep, you're right.
So he was burying his mom at sea. And it was one of the most beautiful scenes that I've seen in a long time, where he floats down with her with this ray of light behind him.
And her hairs were just sticking out of the bag, spiraling in the water.
Old gray blondish hairs. Yeah, it was very, very beautiful scene. Sad. And then he, of course, gets flashes of the girl. He wants to go save her. And he pulls rocks out of his pocket. But then all that beauty and sadness, in my opinion, was ruined by him sloshing back to his car with the squeaky, this water-filled... And it's supposed to be a menacing scene because he's got vengeance in his heart and whatever, but it was not. I don't know. I'd say... If you just watch the trailer and it entices you, go. Otherwise, no. I would say watch the trailer first. But
yeah, I can't say watch it. Sorry, that was a rough one.
That is the man thing, and you're not really here. And, let's get into where you can find us. You can find us on Facebook.
You can find us in the movie theater.
Movie theater will be there. Join us. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I'll start putting stuff back on there. All under Go Watch a Movie. You can find the podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, Spotify, just about anywhere a podcast can be played. Please leave us a like, give us a follow, however you do the socials. We love it.
Throw us a suggestion.
We love suggestions. We will watch those movies and give you a shout out on the show and interact with you on any social platform you want. You can also email us at gowatchmovie@yahoo.com. Yeah, that's it for this week. That's episode 38. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Go watch a movie. Lessons guide my team, know how I feel. I never sold, I never